The decision to close the school was unanimous at an emergency school board meeting on Monday night. Cindy Mecca is the Kodiak Island Borough School District Superintendent.
It's a sad day when you have to close a school, and it's not anything that I ever wanted to do in my tenure, and it's nothing that I want to ever repeat again. So it weighs heavy on your heart when you have to close a school.
Reopening the school was a huge effort for all the parties involved. Carluck, on the southwest end of Kodiak Island, had just a few dozen year-round residents, with only two of them being school-age kids. The village advertised free living expenses for two families to move there over the summer because the state requires 10 students to be enrolled in order to receive funding. The ad worked. Two families with eight kids between them moved to Carluck in September, and the district's Board of Education voted to reopen the facility. But as of Monday, both of the new families had left Carluck. A representative for the tribal council said in an email it was a blow to the community. She said, quote, "It's so disappointing. We thought we picked the right families." The Wilkinsons were one of the families chosen to fly to the village. When reached via social media, they said they were back in Kentucky but had no comment at this time. Mika says the district will continue to support the kids still in Carluck even though the school is closing.
We'll be transitioning those students and providing them education via our AK Teach Homeschool and Correspondence program.
She says part of that support will be to offer counseling as needed and provide some internet connection as well. October is when the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development does a headcount of students for funding, but since the families left before the count was finished, Mika says it's unlikely the district will be able to recuperate the investment the district made to open the school.
We didn't make it through the count. That's predominantly the reason why, that is really solely the only reason why we are closing.
Between renovating the building so a teacher could live there and getting curriculum and tech supplies to the village and now getting those supplies back, the district is out about $80,000 in an already tight budget. The district is currently working with the state to try and get prorated funding for serving the 10 students for the weeks they stayed in the village, but otherwise that money will have to come out of the district's fund balance or savings account. While it didn't work out, Mika says she still stands by her recommendation and the Board of Education's decision to reopen the school in the first place.
We knew it was in the best interest of the students to open the school as a learning site. And so I think we did the right thing. It was a risk. It didn't pay off, but, we did our best while we had the school open.
The representative for the Carluck Tribal Council said in an email they may look for other families to try again. If they do find new families, the school board would have to vote to open the school again even if they had enough students. Legally, the district had to notify parents 10 days ahead of a school closing, so the building will officially close on November 2nd, exactly 1 month after it opened. Mika said the school district's next steps will be to give the Carluck facility back to the borough. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Benoit.